give for Darkwa. He runs up the middle. Darkwa to the 10. He's to the 15 and tackled at the 16-yard line. Gain of 15 against the number one rushing defense in the NFL. Hand off Darkwa. Big hole off the right side. He's to the 35-30 and finally body slammed down. It's a gain of 16 for Darkwa. Off Darkwa. Crease off the right side to the 15. He's to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants. Orleans Darkwa with a 23-yard run.
That's not talking about. Hey, wait a run.
Inside handoff. Darkwa races through the middle. Darkwa to the 50, to the 40, to the 30. He's to the 20, the 15, and finally chased out of bounds.
How's that for killer instinct?
Great job. Way to run it.
And off Darkwa. Bounces it left. Darkwa to the 35. Darkwa to the 30. To the 25 and tackled at the 21-yard line. Orleans Darkwa.
And Orleans Darkwa joins us here in studio on Giants First and 10. And get a little amped up watching that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know y'all had all that stuff.
Oh, we rolled out a little treat for you. Just talk about last week's game and the rhythm that you guys were able to get into as far as running the ball. And really over the last couple of weeks, what's been the difference?
It started with practice. Kind of had that mentality going in. We knew last week it was going to be a grind. You know, we lost a lot of key players, obviously with Odell and Brandon and Sterling not being out there. And so we knew that was going to be a grind out game. And we knew that we had to kind of start fast and kind of hit them in the mouth early. And so we were able to do that and get in the rhythm.
The relationship between a runner and his offensive line is a very unique one. But I know as a running back, when it starts to go well for you, you want the ball. Mm-hmm. Give us some insight on your offensive linemen. Are they like craving the next run also when they get a good block?
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, they're definitely hungry, especially when we have success like that. You can tell, you know, in the huddle, they're amped up, ready to go, you know, when we get some good runs. And we talk on the sidelines about what worked well, what didn't work well. And like I said, that whole game, they're really amped up, ready to go. And, you know, obviously when we have success like that, you want to, you know, keep them going. And I was able to talk to them and just tell them to keep it up, you know, and I think it worked not only for me but all the backs that was back there.
Fans are watching the game. They see the running game pick up week in and week out. Like, they're watching right now. What's the difference?
Really, I think, you know, like I said before, it starts with practice. I think we've had a couple great weeks of practice and a lot of success running the ball in practice. So when we see that happening and it carries on to the game, you know, it's a good thing to watch. And we've been really clamping down as far as a unit, as far as what works well and talking about it. And I think it starts with communication as well. We've been talking to the O-line and, you know, trying to be on the same page, and I think it's worked well.
Did you change something as well, or just overall it changed?
I think overall, just as a unit, I think we've been able to do some good things as a unit. And, you know, when something works well as far as a run, you want to go back to it. And so I think we've had a lot of success with certain plays. And like I said, when you get into a rhythm, you know, it really works well and you're able to do a lot of good things. And so we're just trying to keep pounding and keep grinding it out.
So your heels are on the goal line, right? Mm-hmm. You got to get out.
Yeah.
And you got pretty much put the game away at that point. But what's going through your head? You're like, you're in the backfield taking the handoff. What goes through your head then? And they call a run.
You know, especially when you're back there, like in the end zone, you want to make sure you get out of there. So it's a puncture run, you know, whether it's 1 yard, 2 yards, you know, you want to make sure you get out of the end zone. And so we knew with the call going in what we had to do. And, you know, if you can hit that seam like we did, you know, it's green grass ahead of you. And I was fortunate enough, that was hats off to the O-line. They got their hats on everybody, and I was able to hit that seam and, you know, kind of get out of there. And so see success like that, like I said, it started with them, the front seven. So it was pretty good, but we want to keep building. And I feel like, especially with me, something that I got to work on is making that third-level defender miss, you know, whether it's breaking the tackle or, you know, juking them or whatever it is, and so we can get some bigger plays.
All right, so you go against the number one rushing defense last week, the Broncos. You have mm-hmm. success. Now this week, even though numerically their numbers aren't great against the run, They got a lot of good players up front. Give me a little breakdown of their front seven and what Seattle's challenges are.
You know, they're physical. You know, you can tell they love to compete as well. You know, starting with Sheldon Richardson. I guess they acquired him this year. You know, and the other guys up front, you know, they're really physical, really big. And so it's going to be a tough task for us. And obviously Bobby Wagner back there, the linebacker, he's one of the best linebackers in the league. So we're going to have our hands full. But like I said, we faced number one rush defense last week, and we had success with it. So, I have no doubt that we can get the job done.
Let's talk a little bit about you. Do you view it as a challenge? 2 years ago, the Giants drafted Paul Perkins. Mm-hmm. This year, they drafted Wayne Gallman. Mm-hmm. You were an undrafted free agent out of Tulane, started mm-hmm. with Miami. Giants brought you here, special teams. When you see them keep taking running backs off the board and bringing them in, does that get you motivated to say, hey, they're looking to replace me?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, that's how the league works, you know. They're always trying to draft somebody that's, you know, better than you or that they think is better than you so they can go out there and, you know, use their guys. So, for me, I didn't get angry. I wouldn't say I got angry. I'd say the chip on my shoulder did. But, you know, I wouldn't say I got angry per se. It just motivates me and makes me work even that much harder.
Orleans, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.